USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midterm election polls closing in the eastern U.S., and most of the races called so far are not a big surprise. There's the Northern Virginia congressional race, in which Democrat Jennifer Wexton is the projected winner over Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. If it holds, it's the first House seat of the evening to flip from GOP to Democrat. Now there's a projection that Democrat Donna Shalala will beat Republican Maria Elvira Salazar to represent Florida's 27th House district. Other projected Democratic wins, not surprising, like Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has advice for Dems if they do end up taking back the U.S. House.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate.
Election night coverage on USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
His name's not on the ballot, but America's winning.
President Trump's son Eric there talking about his Election Day message to Republicans.
If Americans reward a person and a party who has won and who has turned this country around and has made America the greatest country in the world, the greatest economic power this country has ever seen, that we do amazing today.
He was speaking to Fox News. Meanwhile, former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden says he can't say for sure if the Dems will pick up the Senate, but he says of the U.S. House,
I'll be dumbfounded if we lose the House. Dumbfounded. And I'll be surprised if we don't win by a comfortable margin.
A federal judge agreeing that pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc is a flight risk, and he denies him bail. Sayoc making his first appearance in the New York federal court today after his case was moved there from his home state of Florida. Sayoc accused of sending explosive packages to over a dozen critics of President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
More election night news from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With polls closing in more states, we've been hearing about this blue wave that could take place, where Democrats would take over more seats and control possibly both the House and the Senate. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta joined Fox News and has some advice for the Democrats should this blue wave in fact happen.
The Democrats do take control of the House. I think it would behoove them to try to see if there are not some areas that they can work out some compromises with the president in order to get some things done. I think that's what the American people really want.
On the other side of the aisle, Ronna McDaniel is the RNC committee chairwoman. She joined Fox News with what it's going to take for Republicans to maintain control of the House and Senate.
For us to keep these majorities and expand them, which would be defying the trend, not just in the House, but in the Senate. In the Senate, you usually lose 2 to 3 seats. Yeah. It's going to depend on everybody getting out to vote. Call your friends, your family.
Keep it tuned right here to USA Radio News as the polls continue to close.
Good advice from USA Radio's Tim Berg. Meanwhile, Fox News says it is addressing the fact that two of its hosts were stumping with President Trump on Monday, Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro. They both spoke from the stage at a Trump rally in Missouri. The network says it was an unfortunate distraction and that it doesn't condone any talent participating at campaign events. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.